Link 41 sits right on the sidewalk of Main Street. It has big windows that give passersby a clear view of the meat prep process. Owner Tom Montague knows that giving the shop such high visibility goes against conventional wisdom.
Well, people always say the two things you don't want to see are sausage being made and laws being made. And we put ourselves up front in a window where people can walk by on the sidewalk to see everything that we're doing.
Anyone can literally look in and see how the sausage is made.
So part of having windows on the sidewalk where you can see our processing room is to demystify and educate the public part of how food gets made.
That's part of the whole idea behind Link 41, to connect people with local food, to educate people about where their food comes from. Link 41 makes several types of bacon and sausage. All the meat comes from pigs at local farms.
You know, a lot of people for, be it barbecue or bacon or sausage, they're going to tell you what their secret ingredient is and totally disregard the pig itself. And I think the life of the pig and how it's raised is as important to the quality of your end product as anything else.
Once the pig leaves the farm, it goes to a slaughterhouse where it's broken down into primal cuts. Then Link 41 butchers it down into pork they can grind here at the shop. Tom feeds chunks of pork through a meat grinder. After the pork is ground, it's ready to be made into sausage. Trey Moore, who started the business with Tom, punches ground meat into a cylindrical contraption. Then he slides sausage casings onto a small nozzle at the base of it. The casings are lamb intestines, and they look like soggy rice noodles before he stretches them around the nozzle. Tom turns a crank at the top, and a tube of sausage squirts out the bottom. Before Tom and Trey started Link 41, Trey was working at Sequatchie Cove Farm, which is about 35 minutes from downtown Chattanooga. Tom was not working in the food industry. He was developing lofts in town. But he was involved in Chattanooga's Slow Food chapter, which is where he got to know John Sweet, the owner of Needloves Breadworks. This was before Needloves had moved to its current location on Main Street.
And he called me up one day and said, I bought a building and I've got more space than I know what to do with. Can you help me out?
And so Tom and Trey opened up Link 41 on Main Street next to Needloves.
Started the project there on the meat side of things to go with the bread next door. And
they named the business Link 41 after Main Street, which is part of Highway 41 and goes out towards Sequatchie Cove Farm. Link, of course, is a play on the kind of sausage, and the idea that the business connects urban Chattanooga to farms around the area. They sell bacon and sausage right out of the store, at farmers markets, and to restaurants in town. They also do some packaging for farms to sell. When I was talking to Tom, I had to ask him about the supposed bacon shortage that was in the news a couple of months ago. If you didn't hear, there were stories circulating around about how there might be a big bacon shortage sometime soon.
I'm not allowed to speak about that. You...
He's joking, but he does say that a drought has caused grain prices to go up, which will make it more expensive to feed pigs.
It's not really going to be a bacon shortage, but what there is, there are a lot of small farms who, whose grain prices are going so high that they're questioning, is this worth it?
Some people are probably harvesting their hogs sooner than they would have.
Which actually will probably create a glut of bacon at some point.
Still, though, right after the news broke, Tom says they ran out of bacon at Link 41.
People were coming in buying three packs of bacon instead of a single pack of bacon, just in case, because they didn't want to be caught without their bacon.
But for now, anyway, there's plenty of bacon at Link 41. Tom has 150 pounds of it in the smoker right now.
Typically, every Friday, we put our bellies and our jowls to make bacon with on our spice, and it sits on there for a week, and then we come in on Friday morning and we smoke it.
The meat will spend all day in here getting infused with hickory smoke, and come Monday it'll be ready to slice and package up with the Link 41 label. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.